This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One enters a discussion of the bond market with some degree of trepidation. Stocks are relatively easy. They go up, and today, for instance, they go down, usually with some correlation to the fortunes of the company whose shares we are talking about. Bonds are more, well, they're more subtle, but in return for taking the time to understand them, one is rewarded with a more clear understanding of where this economy might be going. And we lead with bonds today because the yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note has been going up this week. And it's been going up, relatively speaking, a lot. 0.2 percentage point, which, given how low interest rates are right now, is the aforementioned a lot. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what is going on.
So it's called a 10-year Treasury bond because it lasts, 10 years. You loan the government money for a decade and you get paid for doing that. And that payment is called the yield. So if the yield goes up sharply,
it's basically the market saying that they want to be paid more for the risk of lending out further.
Jonathan Mondillo is head of municipal bonds at Aberdeen. So the question is, what would make a bunch of bond buyers demand to get paid more? Well, it could be that they realize they have better options elsewhere.
It's indicative of the strength of the economy.
If you expect the economy to be offering up investment opportunities that are better and coming sooner than you previously thought, you might think twice about leaving your money in bonds with mopey-dumpy yields. And Mondillo says bond investors are looking at a strong economy in 2022.
When you talk about corporate earnings, they're still very strong. When you look at GDP growth, it's still strong.
But there's something else that's got bond investors really demanding higher yields. Greg Lemostein at S&P Global, a current Marketplace underwriter, says that is inflation.
Rising inflation erodes the return that the holder of the bond or loan is getting over time. So if you're getting a 5% return, that's great if inflation is zero. But if inflation is 5%, then your real return essentially is zero.
Future inflation expectations have risen. The Fed itself pushed up inflation estimates for this year. Eric Stein is chief investment officer for fixed income at Eaton Vance.
There's been, talk of oil higher, natural gas prices in Europe, more talk of inflation.
Stein says it's still an open question as to what's truly going to happen with inflation in the coming years. But the verdict from the bond market is that it's going to be higher than they thought it would be only a week ago. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.